Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin again continues. We keep on talking about cases where you have three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. So the Mishnah is going to talk about the case where the brother who did not die is the brother who is one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters. So not only are we going to talk about a case where two of the brothers die, but also one of the wives died in this case. So Shlosh, that's what we're introducing new in this Mishnah. Shlosha achim, shnei men nesum shtei achayos. You have three brothers, Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Ve'echad nasui, so Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon are sisters. Ve'echad nasui nachris. And then Levi is married to someone who's not at all related to the other two women. Meis echad mibalei achayos, Reuven dies. Ve'kanas nasui nachris es ishto. And Levi does yibum on Mrs. Reuven. Umeisa ishto shalsheni. And then the wife of then Mrs. Shimon dies as well, v'acharkach meis nasui nachris, and then Levi dies, meaning so harezu asura alav olamis. The halacha is that the Mrs. Reuven is usher to the surviving brother forever, hol v'nesra alav sha'achas, because she had already become usher to him one time, meaning when her first husband died, she had become usher to him because she was at that time achos ishto. So having been usher to the Yibum the first time she became an almana, she's now viewed always as someone who is an erva to Shimon. And therefore, even though the sister who had made her usher to Shimon is already dead, he's still not allowed to do Yibum with her. So the Mishnah then has one other variation where one of the sisters was divorced by her husband before anybody died. So Shlosha Achim, Shnayim and Sun Shtei Achayos. So again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Vecha nasi nachris, and Levi is married to someone who is not related. Girishachem mibalei achayos es ishto. Reuven divorces his wife, umeis nasi nachris, and then Levi dies. So Mrs. Levi faces Yibum with either Reuven or Shimon. Uknasa megarish, and Reuven does Yibum on Mrs. Levi. Vameis, and then Reuven died. So now Mrs. Levi faces Yibum with Shimon. Zoe Shamro, it's about that what we say, that any of the Ervas, if they died or were divorced before the husband died, then their co-wives are mutter to the surviving brother, meaning the surviving brother could do Yibum, Shimon could do Yibum with Mrs. Levi, even though she was once the wife of the brother married to the other sister. They were not co-wives at the same time. So even though immediately after Levi's demise, Mrs. Levi had married Reuven, so she was the wife of Reuven, who had also been married to Mrs. Reuven, the sister of Mrs. Shimon, but when Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Levi was not yet married to Reuven, and therefore she was not really a tsara of an erva, and that's why Mrs. Levi can now have Yibum for a second time, but this time with Shimon himself. Now Mishnah Ches. So the Mishnah finished talking about the cases of three brothers, where two of them are married to two sisters. So before we get into three brothers who are married to three Nachrios, which we'll get into in Mishnah Tess, we're going to have a general rule about Yibum situations that are involved in Erva. V'kul Yishayim ben Kiddushin or Gerushin B'Safek. With all the Chamesh Asrei Ervas that we mentioned in the first Mishnah, that Sarasei and Mutaros, if the brother who died had only had a suffic kiddushin with the erva, or had a suffic get with the erva, meaning we're not sure that he was really married to his brother's daughter, we're not sure that he was really married to the erva of his brother, so then it's only a suffic whether it paters the tzaros. So the tzaros are still are going to require chalitza, and they're not able to do yibum, because if he was really married to the erva, then they're all mutter, they don't need even chalitza. If he was not married, then they could even do Yibum. But since we're not sure, so we just require a chalitza. Ketzat Safik Kiddushin, what would even a Safik Kiddushin look like? What do you mean you're not sure if they're married? So it would look as follows. Zarek La Kiddushin, a man and a woman are 8 amos away from each other in a Rishas Rabim, and he threw her something that's worth a Shavapruta as Kiddushin. So he takes a ring and he throws it toward her. Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla. And we're not sure whether it landed closer to him, in which case the Kiddushin would not be Chal, or landed closer to her within her Dalet Amos, in which case the Kiddushin would be Chal. Zehu Safik Kiddushin. Kiddushin. That is an example of Safek Kiddushin. Safek Gerushin, what would be an example of a Safek Gerushin? Kasav b'ksav yado ve'in alav edim. The husband writes a get in his own handwriting, but there are no edim signed on the get. Or yesh alav edim ve'in bozman. There are edim signed on the get, but there's no date on the get. Or yesh bozman ve'in bo ela eid echad. Or there is a date on the get, but you only have an eid echad. Zehu Safek Gerushin. In all those cases, that's what we call a Safek, whether they're divorced, and therefore in all those cases, if he has a Safek Gerushin with the Erva, the Tsaros of that Erva would do Chalitza, but would not do Yibum. So let's review again what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, where Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and Levi's married to someone who's not related, and then Reuven dies, and then Levi does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, and then Levi dies, so Mrs. Reuven does not do Yibum with Shimon because she is Achos Ishto, and Mrs. Levi won't need Yibum either because she is the Tzara of Achos Ishto. If, however, Reuven had not married Mrs. Levi, he only did Mimer on Mrs. Levi, and then he dies, so then Mrs. Levi is going to require Chalitza and not Yibum. We also said that if you have three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and one of them is married to an unrelated woman, and then Levi dies, and then Reuven marries does Yibum on Mrs. Levi, and then Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven goes out Mishum Achos Isha, and Mrs. Levi is Mishum Tsarasa. But if he did Maimer and he dies, then the Nachris, the one who's not related, is Chaletzas Velo Misyavemis. And then, that was back in Mishnah Vav. We should have been reviewing Mishnah Zayin. So, yeah, I was wondering what I was doing over there. So Mishnah Zayin, it goes as follows. Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and one of them is married to an unrelated woman. One of the husbands of the sisters dies. So Reuven dies, and Levi does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven. And then the Mrs. Shimon drops dead. Mrs. Shimon drops dead, and then Levi drops dead. So she is Asura forever, meaning Mrs. Reuven does not do Yibum with Shimon, even though right now she is not Achos Ishto, because Shimon's wife had died. Because the first time Mrs. Reuven faced the Yibum situation, she was Achos Ishto of Shimon. And then we had a case where you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, one of them is married to an unrelated woman, and Reuven divorced his wife, and then Levi dropped dead, so Reuven marries Mrs. Levi, and then Reuven drops dead, so Mrs. Levi can do Yibum with Shimon. It is not considered a situation of a tzara because she was never married to Reuven at the same time that Mrs. Reuven, the sister of Mrs. Shimon, was married to Reuven. Then Mishnah Ches, we said that whenever there was a situation where the marriage to the Erva, to any of the Chamesh Esrei Ervos, is Besafik, whether it's because of a Safik Kiddushin or a Safik Gerushin, then the Tsaras Erva will need a Chalitza but will not have to do Yibum. And we defined what is an example of a Safik Kiddushin, where it's Safik Karavla, Safik Karavla. In the Safek Gerushin, we had many examples where he wrote the get b'ksav yado without any edim, or there were edim but there was no date in the get, or there was a date and there was only an eid echad. All of those cases are Safek Gerushin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.